This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey friends, welcome to What's on Your Mind Monday edition. We are at the state capitol in Bismarck. We'll be here most Mondays through the legislative session this year, just to keep tabs on what's happening here. I consider it like an oasis of common sense compared to what we're watching in Washington D.C. And in all seriousness, a lot happens in this capitol. It affects your bottom line, your business, regulations. I think there'll be a lot of reform on emergency powers and how those are used by the governor going forward, any governor, in a quote-unquote emergency. I'm not sure that if there had been special sessions or more legislative involvement, a lot would be different than it was. But there would have been a little more debate, a little more time for people to weigh in and whatnot. So I think that's something we need to keep in mind, as we really are probably going to pull our hair out. I literally am not convinced, and I know this will cause scuffs and guffaws and all kinds of things from folks like Clay Jenkinson and others around the state who are, the highbrow thinkers. They're going to say stuff like, Scott, you are nuts on this Monday before the Wednesday inaugural if you think anybody other than Joe Biden is going to put his hand on the Bible and be sworn in. I don't know. I question everything anymore. Kev, you taught me that. Question everything. Question everything. Question everything. That's our new mantra around here. You just question everything. You don't know. And I know people will think that is the craziest talk ever. We'll see. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I asked Mike Lindell that. I said, so knowing what you know now, and by the way, Mike Lindell is much more than a pillow salesman. He is a great pillow inventor. He is the founder of MyPillow, an iconic company. Iconic. Just when you think a crack addict built it and grew it to the point now, I think they sell 5 million pillows a month. It's just crazy how many pillows they've been selling or how many they've cranked out. It's phenomenal. So it's world-class, world-famous pillow, growing into all kinds of other items. The robe is coming out, which is going to revolutionize robes. They're fantastic. If you don't have one yet, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Call them at 800-506-9028. But it's coming out in the middle of him spending almost every waking moment trying to do what the states couldn't do, the courts couldn't do, and the Congress couldn't do. Congress would argue we didn't have the constitutional tools to do it, but it's going to be known. It's going to come out. The reason the House of Representatives is trying to impeach the president for a second time by saying he incited a riot, which is just stupid. Due process is dead with these Democrats. You cannot like what the president said. You can even argue that he enraged his followers. Well, guess what? They were already enraged. Let's just do the math here on the last 5 years. So that's crazy talk. But the reason they want to do that, the reason they are doing that, is for what? Further discredit the president, and if they ever succeeded in the Senate, which they won't, so he couldn't run again. So this is over. Whether the Senate ends up voting on it or not, I'll make a prediction, they won't. They'll see the writing on the wall. They'll keep it alive for a while. They'll talk about it, and it'll go away. Do you know why I say that? I say that because when Donald Trump took office, his job approval rating was 44%. I want you to think about what he accomplished in that time with a 44% approval rating. And but for Paul Ryan and horrible advice, Obamacare would be gone by now. But John McCain had to stick it to us on that. We'd have fixed that mess. That was one of those first orders of business. The president wanted to do infrastructure first. What ended up not getting done. Thankfully, a piece of that will get done in North Dakota this year. But Trump wanted to do that first because everybody agreed on it. Then you get a big win. Paul Ryan begged him to do Obamacare first. Trust me, we'll fix this one thing, because part of Paul Ryan's legacy is Obamacare. He couldn't do it. Well, it was swamp advice. The president should have gone with his own gut Instead, he defers to the swamp. He defers to a Democratic Speaker of the House. I'm sorry, a Republican Speaker of the House that sometimes, I think, spent more time with Democrats than he did Republicans. I like Paul Ryan, always have. But he was a swamp creature, too, a Republican swamp creature. And it was bad advice for the president because the president gets infrastructure. It's a bipartisan win. Now he's got some allies going forward. Now you take on Obamacare. So anyway, he did all that with a 44% approval rating. Before the election, it was like at 45. Okay? So he takes office at 44. I'm sorry, the 45, it had grew, you know, several times throughout that whole time, but it's 44 when he took office, January 2017. Before his re-election effort in 2016, and I believe actually his re-election that we'll find out someday is true, it was at 45. Today it's at 43. After, quote-unquote, inciting the riot. So that means that's a Washington made-for-TV stupid fantasy. The American people don't think he's within 1 point of where he was before he took office, and look what he got done. Does that sound like a presidency in crisis to you? Here's another number that should astound you. 87% of Republicans approve of Donald Trump's job, what he's doing, how he's doing it. They like the man. 87% of Republicans. That's not a small number, folks. This is why the fake news media melts down 24/7. This is why Nancy Pelosi loses her you-know-what at the mention of the guy, Chuck Schumer the same, all of these people. Now, even after all of that, the Republicans will be, quote-unquote, in the minority in the Senate, but they can get nothing done because they need 60 votes. So welcome to our world. So the Republicans can resist. They can play the Democratic play card. They're never as good at it. Republicans are terrible about fighting the way Democrats fight. I mean terrible. A lot of times they're smart folks. They come from the business world. They come from great public service elsewhere, governors, different statewide positions in the state or the House. But they never fight as hard as Democrats do. Now's their chance. And they're still whining about, well, if Trump would have been a little nicer, and if Lynn Wood had been a kooky bird, we'd have won Georgia. No, you wouldn't have. You would not have won Georgia. Lynn Wood was right. Unless you reform the election process, you're going to get the same outcome, and we did. And we did. I like people say, Trump should have been more of a comforter-in-chief during COVID, because then they would have liked it more in suburban, you know, there are just enough votes to swing if he'd have been just a little nicer. Come on, folks. I don't disagree. It wasn't a good idea to tell people not to vote in Georgia, even though I think that was the one true wake-up call of folks sassy, fat, and happy that thought they knew more than Donald Trump did and that he was a yahoo and had bad staff and all that stuff, that they can do better without him. And I know people that were, like, seriously saying it won't be so bad if they lose the majority and the two seats go to Democrats. I didn't even watch that election in Georgia because I knew how it was going to come out. I'm sitting in the middle of the Capitol, Dirksen office building. The world's watching a siege on the Capitol, and the final result comes up with the second Georgia Senate seat. I'm like, yeah, big surprise. Who's surprised here? Because the Republican governor and the Republican Secretary of State were weenies. I know no other word to describe what they were. If you got a better one, someone that kind of, you know, can come up with a little better use of the English language than me, that wouldn't take much. Tell me what a better word is for weenie, for Kemp and Roffin's butt in Georgia, who wouldn't go back and do a hand count of November 3rd, who wouldn't make any changes prior to January 5th in the vote there. The outcome was going to be the same. Republicans see that. And right now we have a crisis of Trump-hating liberal Democrats and a big assist from the fake news media. And meanwhile, Washington, D.C. has never been more of a fortress. What the heck is that all about? Nobody's going to the inaugural. They told us not to go. I'm confused. Maybe you can clear all this up for me. At the Capitol today, we'll talk with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with the Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, from West Fargo, North Dakota. We got East, West. We got Senate, House. We'll talk about the big issues in the session. Welcome your calls for all of them on your priorities. That's what's most important here, your priorities. Nobody, I'm not familiar with a name like that, but there's nobody in North Dakota that wants to weigh in now. Go ahead, nobody. You're on the air.
Yeah, Scott, it's the integrity of our election is what is on my mind. And the 12th Amendment, it says, after some various things, but it says the President of the Senate shall, comma, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, comma, open all the certificates and the votes shall be counted. That situation is the same situation as when you go into a bank and say you have your wife's paycheck and she wants cash. And you go in there and you stand before the teller and you give him the check and he...
Okay, hang on, Mr. Nobody. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Let your analogy play out here on the bank teller compared to what Mike Pence and members of Congress had to do. Don't know where you're going with this, but we're going to talk about it next on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine.
Now, yeah, we got the beer part covered here. The sunshine's a little bit in short supply, but I like that idea. Back on What's on Your Mind. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon. Maybe I should call Jay Thomas from our newest affiliate, WDAY 970 and 93.1 FM, and figure out how he got that sweet endorsement of Miller High Life. You ever walk into one of the bottle shops and you see Jay's, like, cutout and he's got the Miller High Life in his hand?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a little bit jealous? I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have, like, a little contest. He sells Miller High Life and I sell, I don't know, pick another. I'm kind of more of a, I call them wine coolers. My wife just says, you are so dating yourself. I don't know what they call them now, but.
Seltzes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, like the Mango Rita or something like that. There's so many of them now. They're unbelievable.
Chris, but, I'm going to need you to take Scott's man card right now.
Is that right? Did I mess it up that bad when I call him? Are you talking about for drinking seltzers every now
seltzers.
And then?
Seltzers. Come on,
are you
on,
talking
buddy.
About even wine coolers or, like, man cards?
Grab a Guinness or something, for crying out loud.
Got it. I don't know if I finished telling you that I really would appreciate it if you would take time. Valentine's Day is not too far away, and those robes, a pink robe for your sweetie, and as long as you're ordering one for her, you might as well order one for you or your daughters. I bought them for my daughters, and they, like, after they wear them one time, they come up and hug me and just, like, and our neighbor bought one. She said, oh, my gosh, I wear it around the house. It's so great. It's so warm. So it's they're great. MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. I also want to tell you about 2021. It is certain to be an exciting new year with lots of optimism in Piper's Land. Piper's Land is going to be exciting. And certainly land and equipment markets as well. I'm telling you what, it is going to be great. Piper's auctioneers are booking sales well into the spring and summer of 2021 right now. And there are a lot of options for you to turn iron into cash. Whether you'd like to host a private retirement auction, if you'd like to participate in one of four regional auctions in one of the state-of-the-art facilities, Bowman, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota now, call my friends at Piper's. Talk to one of the pros. Free consultation. Doesn't hurt to, you know, kick the tires and compare, because they're crushing it. They're doing it better than anybody. They really are. I can say that. They would never tell you that because they're too humble. And just trust me, Pipers.com or give them a call. You'll find that online. Okay. Before I go back to nobody in North Dakota on his analogy with the bank teller here, and more of your calls at 800-228-0550. I don't know if you're speaking of my pillow. Our friend Mike Lindell was at the White House this weekend. Did you see any of this, Kevin?
It was, I did not. No,
it was
I did
like
not.
Epic. So he goes in.
They didn't too.
He goes into the White House Friday afternoon. And he texts me later about the meeting, and he says something to the effect of, Robert O'Brien is a problem. Trump is taking all of his advice from Robert O'Brien. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it on the radio or not, but he didn't tell me not to. You know who Robert O'Brien is, right? He is the national security advisor. So he's got a position with the president where he's with the president a lot. On intel and everything else. And everything I've heard about Robert O'Brien as the NSC director has been good. Very active on Israel, but according to Mike, not a good idea. Anyway, when Mike was walking into the White House for his meeting with the president on Friday, and he had a cup of coffee and some notes folded. And the spying Washington Post, I'm going to call them spying because I don't remember the last time they did this to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Barack Obama and his guests coming in. They took a high-level Zoom picture of the notes he took in. And I'm not kidding you, folks. It was folded notes. So it's like cryptic. And they put it on this big analysis. So this one had sent on one half of the paper. And this is, I'm not making this up. Anyway, Mike Lindell was on Right Side Broadcasting this weekend, and he talked a little bit about it. Here's a piece of that before we go back to the calls here. Roll that.
And then all the stuff comes out on the Internet because they took pictures outside. Mike Lindell wants this. Mike Lindell wants that. No, Mike Lindell wants the truth to be told to everyone in this country and everyone in the world to show that this was the biggest election fraud and theft in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned. When a person wins 79 million to 68 million, and you flip that to where the other this other guy that you can prove, and it's not even Democrat Republican here. Everybody needs to know the truth. If I'm a Democrat and I voted for my guy. I want to know that he really won. You know, why are they hiding this? This has been a frustration since November 4th. Why are they hiding this? And it's not like I'm some guy going out there and going, oh, you know what? I read something on the internet. No, I've spent millions of dollars, my time from November 4th, every single day, going out and supporting experts to go dig up evidence, supporting lawyers that are out there, supporting these guys in Georgia that had the machine that checked the ballots to see if the paper's real. We find out that they were all made in China, and then we got videotape of a crew I hired videotaping them, shredding all the ballots and made in China and invoice from China. These were, you know, there was, it's just, I just can't understand how right in front of you, you got a, hey, here's a hand. They go, no, that's not a hand. I go, yes, it's a hand. No, that's not a hand. I mean, it's one thing after another, but here is something that's critical to the rest of the, any voting election in history is this, are these machines. They're
3, 2.
You could tell, you could tell how passionate he is about this. And again, I love the analogy of a hand. Here's a hand. No, it's not a hand. Might be a foot, but it's not a hand. When you can do that, when you have that power, folks, wake up. Awake from your slumber. What's awaiting? Back to Mr. Nobody, who called coincidentally about the integrity of the elections. That's exactly what Mike Lindell is talking about. You were giving us your bank analogy of the role of Mike Pence and members of Congress opening an envelope, counting an envelope. Finish on the bank real quick here, Nobody.
Like when you go into the bank and you got the teller there, and the teller starts counting the money back to you. You know, you're counting certificates is what you're doing. And if you see one of those certificates has Monopoly money written all over on it, you need to stand up at that point and say, that's a fraudulent vote or that's counterfeit money. And you have to do it at that point. If you accept that, and walk out of the bank, you're done. That's what you got. And that's what happened on January 6th. Somebody came in and upset the teller and the whole thing, and our Congress hurry up in the middle of the night, gathered all those fraudulent votes, and they certified them. It's crazy.
First of all, I agree with you. The job of Mike Pence and the members of Congress is to open the envelope and count them. I also hear your analogy on counterfeit, but the problem is there is no role without hard, fast proof for the Congress to blow off what the state sent. And the founding fathers wanted it that way. They wanted the states to have all the power. And if the states blew it...
I disagree, Scott.
Why? Tell me.
I disagree. They have complete... That is why the president, the vice president opens that up before the Congress and the Senate. That's why they're there. It's the same thing as you standing before the teller. That's why you're there, is to look at that money. They counted out in a fashion that this is what it is. And they're...
But what I'm saying is what they sent up was electors for Biden to the tune of a win and not enough for Trump. That's what came from the states. They don't have the constitutional power to blow it off. Now, they could have done more evidence searching, but that was not a lot of time.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, your key to meeting and beating your New Year's resolutions for 2021. We're in a sauna right now. This will help, right?
We're sitting at 160-degree temperature. Our body core's going up. We're going to sweat out the bad stuff. A lot of great things happen in a sauna. You'll have a great night's sleep tonight. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. You are better. You'll live longer. You'll live better.
Nothing better. Find them online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on rock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I know it ain't all that liberty you should probably.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner is going to be here momentarily in the press studio, they call it, of the state capitol. It's where they have press conferences, Democrat, Republican, and I think they use this for the photos. Whenever you tell a member of the legislature, where are you, where are you? Because there's so many nooks and crannies of the state legislature. I just say, where you took your photo at the beginning of the session. Oh, okay, then now I get it. So they're coming up here. More of your calls, questions. Got a lot of texts I'm going to get to here as well on the program. We are brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers. Now, I want you to know a little something about Action Movers. There are other moving companies. They spend their time, energy, and effort trying to emulate. That's the nicest word I can come up with. You know what they say? Duplication, copying, highest form of flattery. So I understand why they tried to emulate Action Movers, because Action Movers was founded in 1932. Started in the Bismarck. It's family-owned. I like family-owned businesses. They make decisions based on the community to live rather than somebody that tells them what to do, stockholders, shareholders, all that. They're veteran-owned. They don't necessarily boast about that, but I've seen the injuries that Steve Herman has. He was in Vietnam and, of course, had a motorcycle accident after that, which left him in tough shape. Didn't have anything to do with his service in Vietnam, but, I mean, the guy gave his time and saw a lot of bad stuff. And they have locations now. They've grown. Did it so well in Bismarck back in 1932 that Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix, I mean, they're big. Now, big and family-owned and veteran-owned is better for you because all of their labor is background-checked and drug-tested. You don't want to mess with that right now, you know, because there's a lot of folks that are looking for work, and sometimes people are desperate for people, and they don't necessarily do all the background checks and drug testing. I'm talking about other companies. And what they do is provide every possible solution for moving and storage. I mean, they do it yourself. They do the little mini movers to the full service move. I remember when I took a job first with Form Communications. I left Grand Forks. After 18 years, I took a job with Bill Marseille Sr., one of the great icons of North Dakota media. Great man. His son, Bill Jr., is running the company now. But they paid for my move, and literally all we had to do is say, that goes there and that goes there. There's nothing like a move like that, right? It isn't your aching back. It isn't, oh, my gosh. They put it in the right room when you go to your home. I mean, a full-service solution is the right way to go. But now I'm an entrepreneur, and you do it more than do it yourself and the mini mover and all that stuff, put it on a truck. But the point is, from A to Z, they do it all. Across the block, I mean, don't think of them if you're moving. Don't not think of them if you're moving from, you know, a smaller office to a bigger office or across town. Or I mean, they do anything. It isn't just a move across the country. It literally is a move across town. They're competitive. They're not going to charge you more than somebody that maybe doesn't have the same protocols they do. So, low competitive rates, and it's a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. They COVID-proof the trucks. All of your move, they have that available now, too. So check them out. You can get a free move if you work through them to get your realtor. AA, that's the first two words, actionmovers.com, or call 701-566-5532. That's the magic number, 566-5532. A quote costs you nothing. I'll check it out. All right, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the majority leader of the North Dakota Senate, our friend Rich Wardner. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Good morning.
I haven't chatted with you, I don't think, since the State of the State. And now we got State of the State through the first few days of the legislative session. Give me the overview. Any of these surprise you anymore, or things kind of rolling like you expected, or what's in your head about so far in the session?
Well, I guess there's always kind of some surprises because we're in new turf, you know. But as far as things going, we've had 2 weeks. Things have been moving very smoothly. With our video conferencing, we have people that maybe had to be gone for some reason, but they have an appointment or they have a spouse that needs to have them there, and they're able to be involved in the committee work and stuff from their home, and so it's working. They vote from at home. Can you imagine? We've had 100% basically attendance in the Senate on the floor because we've had a couple of senators that were gone, but they voted from their home. And so it's fantastic, and it's going good. It's good for the people of North Dakota to be able to tune in, see what goes on in our committees and also on the floor. But we've had video conferencing on the Senate floor for some time, as well as the House.
But the new territory is actually almost a little better in the participation because somebody is gone or somebody is under the weather or whatever, they still can vote.
Right. And, yeah. You know, and for example, if with the COVID, if you're quarantined, you may not have any symptoms. You may be fine.
Right.
And you can participate in the committees just like you're there. You vote and you do all the things and ask questions and carry bills and all those types of things. So it's very good, and I will tell you that kudos has to go out to the IT staff up at Legislative Council. They're the ones that are making it go. We got four individuals that are down here working constantly to make sure that our legislative session is a success, and so far it's been a success.
Let's talk a little bit about COVID. You worked very closely with the governor throughout all of that. There's never a time when the executive branch and the legislative branch agree on everything. But let's give him a report card on COVID, and let's also talk specifically about what you felt your role was as a Senate Majority Leader and your counterpart in the House, Chet Pollard. Did you get the cooperation you wanted from the governor?
Well, we didn't always agree with him on his decisions, but we had the input, and we made our case, and he had other people talking to him, too. But we did have access, and we did make our case, and we won a few, and we lost a few. So
where would you say on the ones you lost were a mistake? I mean, that you look back and say, you should have listened to us.
Well, I think we would like to have seen things opened up a lot sooner than he did. That would be the big thing. That came up, you know, time after time. But he was talking to people in the health community, and they felt stronger, I guess, than we did about, keeping the mandates on for different things. As it turned out, I'll be honest with you, I think we convinced him this last one to not have the mandate after today as far as the mask mandate.
Why was that a heavy lift? At this point where the numbers are, and also the parallel with South Dakota, didn't have a mask mandate. Their numbers paralleled ours down without a mask mandate. So you can't necessarily say the mask mandate is the reason the numbers are going down. So I don't understand why that was a tough decision.
Well, I don't either. But, he does have other people that he talks to, and they keep putting the pressure on. I will tell you that people in the health community, health care, health department, they feel a lot different about it. They think that the mandate should have stayed on another couple of weeks. However, I really felt this way that it's not going to change. You know, we have businesses that are already, that are saying you got to have a mask on. That's not going to change. There's a lot of people that just wear them, period. And, but,
that's the way it should be, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way it should be. Yeah. Absolutely. And so we were, lobbying him to not, extend the mandate. And I know that a rumor came around that the governor and the two leaders cut a deal. We didn't cut any deal. We just brought our case, and he listened, and then he didn't tell us what he was going to do, and we didn't know until Friday.
Yeah, the whole mask mandate thing confuses the daylights out of me because we joined that party way late anyway. And I realized there was quite a spike and a reason to do things a little bit differently. But when you have the parallel of South Dakota, who did have cities and counties that had a mask mandate when they decided so, but that seems to me to be a local control issue, number one. Number two, personal freedom. You know, I'm going to decide, you know, and by the way, if I'm worried not enough people are, you know, wearing masks, I'm not going to go to that restaurant. I'm not going to go to the grocery store, right? I'm going to order online. You can protect yourself 10 ways to Sunday. So it seems a little bizarre. Now, you mentioned the health community a few times. I'm of the opinion, a Sanford Health, you know, some of the bigger players, you know, you get good advice from them. I know St. Alexis, because they're also in Bismarck, you know, had input with the governor. They're like going to your doctor. Right? And your doctor's always going to say, Rich, put two Band-Aids on that, not one. Right? I mean, they're always going to say, don't eat as much this or that and you'll be a little better. We're used to that. I'm worried a little bit more about the community health world, you know, where there is actual real power on some of these things, that it's even separate from the governor. Is that part of what you're talking about when he's getting advice from that slice of the health community?
Well, right. I think your district health units and stuff were part of that. I just want to also make one thing clear, that here in the legislature, as we do our process, we are still going to stay with our rules of wearing masks and stuff. And I'll tell you why. It's about contact tracing. We did have an individual, a legislator today, that tested positive and went home. Now, everybody's been wearing masks. Everybody's been distancing. We move on just like nothing happened. However, if we wouldn't be wearing masks, every person that individual was around, we'd all have to go home and quarantine. So it's important for us in this case. So if people are wondering, why isn't the legislature, why are they wearing their masks? Because we don't want to shut this process down. It's going.
But do local health units have too much power?
Well, that's what we're going to be looking into as we go through this session, to talk about who can and who can't make these executive orders or push them. So it's on the table to be debated, and we're looking at it.
A few comments from our listeners. Calls welcome to at 258-0550. Here's a text. Burgum just wants the federal funding connected to going along with this COVID restrictions farce. Getting buddies with Bill Gates should tell us everything we need to know. We hear that 10 times a week from somebody about, you know, the Bill Gates connection and he's doing his bidding. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I mean, the governor's friends with Bill Gates because he used to work for him, right? I mean, so that's kind of natural. But do you worry about the Bill Gates connection with the governor?
No, I don't. Bill Gates doesn't control the legislature, and so it's not an issue as far as I'm concerned.
How about the allegation that federal funding is tied to what he's doing? That somehow, to get all the federal funding, you've got to jump through hoops or something, do we?
Well, I think there is some federal funding is related to the executive orders. There's some of them. And those are executive orders that most people have no problem with. They're not, you know, they're not controversial. So I would say there is some truth to that part of it.
Quick answer, are you happy with the legislative role in how to spend the federal dollars in COVID? Has there been enough legislative involvement in that?
Well, I feel there has been. I thought the governor did a good job of ferreting it out and vetting it. However, we'll be changing that so that the full legislature will be involved in it going forward.
More with our guest, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, after this. Don't go away.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing, letting go a little.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind. We're at the state capitol in Bismarck today. Legislative session is underway. A lot of moving parts to this. Senator Rich Wardner with us. By the way, if you have a question, you get up in the middle of the night and you think, I want the legislature to change the seatbelt law, right? And maybe your family member was in a car accident and they passed away, and chances are they wouldn't have, right? Well, there's a bill about that in the session. Whatever it is your issue. 855-200-1776 is our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Be the Buffalo is the mantra of Oasis Petroleum, and it's also really
ebbing through the veins of most North Dakotans. It really is. You turn into the storm, you figure it out. It's the North Dakota way. So we love that about Oasis Petroleum. We love that about North Dakotans, and we encourage you to use that line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You won't have to deal with me. I won't ask you a follow-up question. You won't have to wait to get on the air. Great way to go. Senator, speaking of the seatbelt deal, I mean, we wrestle with that from time to time here. There's, you know, talk of initiated measures on it and whatnot. I am full-throated a supporter of a primary enforcement law on it for the following reason. I've just spent enough time looking into the eyes of law enforcement and recognize how much they want it. And I don't think they want it because they want people to get tickets. I think they want it so they don't have to step up the steps and knock on the door and ring the doorbell and tell more people, I'm sorry, your dad died. I'm sorry, your son or daughter died in an accident, right? I mean, I think their motives are pure. I also think it costs taxpayers more money than it should because an accident with a fatality costs more to investigate. And I forget the numbers, but it's significant. Same thing with first responders. Look what we're putting them through right now with the extra hospitalizations and things that are happening due to COVID. Well, it's not fun to come on an accident like that. So that's why I'm a full-throated supporter of that. And really, we're going from it's against the law now, but we can only charge you with it if we pull you over for something else. We're kind of playing games and splitting the baby. What's your thought on that change?
Well, as far I've always voted against it. I'm reconsidering my position as we go forward into this one. And I think all the things that you've just mentioned are true. I don't believe law enforcement is looking to, I gotcha, I'm going to get you a ticket. I think they're tired of scraping up bodies off the pavement and stuff like that. And so as we deliberate that and take a look at it, I'm going to have an open mind and before I make a decision. And I just so you know, it did pass the Senate the last session by one vote and then was defeated over in the House.
And now I think it came out of committee even, so it'll be on the Senate floor. So you're going to have it.
Right. It's 3-3 out of committee, and it'll be on the Senate floor with no recommendation, and everybody will make up their mind on it.
I think rather than look back of, you know, the debates passed, to look at it with the open mind you are will be the difference maker. And I get a lot of calls from people who disagree with me on this issue. I think they equate it to, should I wear a mask, not wear a mask. I just think it's a little bit different in this regard that there is so much cost to the state, number one. And also, if we talk about a thin blue line and how much we appreciate law enforcement, we've got to listen to them once in a while, don't we?
Well, I would think so. And you're right. A lot of people look at it like you're taking my freedom away, just like we did. We've dealt with the mask law or the mask executive order in the past here. However, you got to keep in mind that you know, when people are dying or killed in these accidents and they're not wearing their seatbelt and the chances of dying are increased, you also have insurances and all that type of thing that go up along with that. And there is a cost to society. So we have to look at all of that.
Significantly higher chances of dying without it. And it's already the law. So we aren't even talking about changing the law. We're just talking about how it's enforced. So that's, you know, seems like a kind of a petty argument, you know. Unless, you know, and I know some people now, I believe, submitted a bill to make it no longer a law. And that's going back the other way. So I suppose that's so it comes out somewhere in the middle, as usually happens in a legislative process. But I'm glad you got an open mind on it. I encourage others to just reset a little bit on the whole debate. Infrastructure is a big deal this session. You and others have been working on this for a while. The House has been looking at it. I know you had some back and forth with House members. Now I'm understanding that it's going to change a little bit. What's changing in your proposal for the infrastructure?
Well, we had a lot of infrastructure in the bonding bill, and it was about a $1.1 billion bonding bill, and the reason we did it because we do have a dedicated stream out of the legacy earnings, and the cost of servicing the bonds is so low, it's like 1.6%. It's ridiculously low, but this is a time to do it if you're going to do it. Plus the fact we could get a lot of these projects, which we were going to do anyway, get them done, and it would be cheaper than what inflation would be going forward. So what were some of the things? There was a change, and it looks like a lot of the, like I had in lieu of Prairie Dog, and that's out. Some road money is out of there, and there was money for building a new facility at the state hospital. That's out. However, the big thing is the water projects are still in, and they're funded even more fully than what I had put in it eventually. And that's critical. And we're talking about the diversion in Fargo. We're talking about the flood control in Minot. And we're talking about helping the western area water systems. That's out in Williston, helping them out because they've had to borrow all their money. They've gotten really very little state money or cost share. And guess what? They're trying to make the bills, pay the bills from selling water.
Right.
Well, they aren't fracking anymore, and we need to help them out.
I have the reports of Mayor Tim Mahoney doing a little dance downtown Fargo. He should be, it sounds like.
My opinion, Tim Mahoney better be dancing right up and down Broadway because Fargo's got their diversion money.
And the House and Senate, you think, come to agreement on something very close to what you're looking at right now?
I believe we will.
That's big news. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.